This is the State of Things from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stachow. There's a lot of old folklore out there when it comes to getting pregnant, like women should carry around moonstone, eat honey, and wear rosemary around their necks while trying to conceive, and if it's twins you're after, eat yams. Of course, we would prefer a more scientific approach, but when it comes to fertility, even the science is not all that precise. Still, women trying to conceive do trust the advice of physicians, and a new study finds that although doctors commonly recommend a test of a woman's ovarian reserve, that test is not a good indicator of fertility. Dr. Ann Steiner is a reproductive endocrinologist and a professor of obstetrics and gynecology at the University of North Carolina School of Medicine, and she was the first author of the study. Dr. Steiner, welcome to the State of Things.
Thank you.
What is the ovarian reserve test, and what does it show?
So basically, ovarian reserve tests measure hormone levels that really should reflect the number of eggs or oocytes that a woman has remaining in her ovaries. So that is what those ovarian reserve tests are.
All right, so you're looking at that. What is the relationship? Because maybe you can explain how the ovarian reserve testing has been used by doctors in fertility clinics.
Yeah. Yeah, so basically, ovarian reserve tests have been used by physicians in general to assess how many eggs a woman has remaining in her ovaries, and this can reflect potentially or has been associated with the age of the woman is going to go through menopause or run out of eggs. In addition, it's used in fertility clinics to predict response to fertility treatment, so whether or not she's likely to conceive with fertility treatment. So it was natural and a probable natural assumption that therefore these tests would predict a woman's ability to get pregnant naturally.
What is the correlation? I mean, I don't quite see it myself, the correlation between the quantity of eggs and the likelihood that you will either respond to treatment or conceive naturally.
Yes. So, well, the idea was that as you ran low on eggs, potentially you would release a less quality egg or a lower quality egg. Certainly, we could expect that if a woman has, and we know that if a woman has more eggs in her ovaries, she's likely to produce more eggs during stimulation for in vitro fertilization. So the association or the predictive value of these ovarian tests, ovarian reserve test, and predicting the likelihood of how many eggs you're going to get following ovarian stimulation, and then possibly your likelihood of getting pregnant during in vitro fertilization, that's been well known. But you're right, the question of is this going to translate to your ability to get pregnant naturally, that was not known. And it was just presumed that, as I mentioned, as the quantity of eggs declined, that also the quality of the eggs that was released would also decline.
All right, so talk about your test and what you found.
So basically what we did is we enrolled women between the ages of 30 and 44 years of age who had just started trying to get pregnant or were just about to start trying to get pregnant. And they couldn't have any known history of infertility or any risk factors for infertility. And we basically got a blood and urine sample, and we set that aside and later on measured these hormone values or these ovarian reserve tests. But in the meantime, we then followed the women to see whether or not they were able to get pregnant within at first 6 months and then within a year. And that's what we were looking at, is whether these ovarian reserve tests would predict her ability to get pregnant within 6 months or a year.
And what did you find?
So unfortunately, because we were hoping to show that these ovarian tests would predict her ability to get pregnant, we didn't find that at all. So women that had hormone values that suggested diminished ovarian reserve were just as likely to get pregnant after 6 or 12 months of trying as a woman with hormone values that suggested normal ovarian reserve. So it looked to us that having diminished ovarian reserve or these ovarian reserve tests in general are not good fertility tests.
Now, is there any other scientific factor or evidence-based research that would or method for testing the likelihood that a woman would conceive naturally?
Well, the sad part is we do have a great predictor, but we want something better. So age is a great predictor of a woman's ability to get pregnant naturally. If we look at a woman between the ages, you know, in her early 30s, she's got probably around a 12% chance of not being able to get pregnant after a year of trying. But once we get to about 40 or early 40s, we've got only about a 50% chance of getting pregnant within a year of trying. So we know age is actually a great predictor. The hope was that we were going to find something better than age to help tell us who was going to be that 50% that was going to, you know, who was going to be that 50% that got pregnant at age 40 and who wasn't going to get pregnant at age 40. So, yes, we do have a great predictor. It is a woman's age. Unfortunately, we'd like to find another one. Right now, we don't have one, though.
But meanwhile, testing ovarian reserve is still useful in other cases for other applications, right?
Oh, definitely. So what we really want to make everybody aware of is that this is what we're trying to say is if you just kind of want a fertility test, you're kind of wondering, you know, am I going to have a hard time getting pregnant? Something along those lines, we would recommend women not get these tests. However, in women that have known infertility, certainly this test has value in predicting response to therapy. So we are not saying that women should not be getting these tests when they go to the infertility clinic or when they seek assistance for infertility. It's their ability to predict whether or not they will have infertility that's the issue.
Now, increasingly, it's important for women who are looking to have children later in life, and we're seeing more and more of this. I wonder if in your practice the issue is coming up more frequently than it has in the past, women wanting to delay childbearing and therefore sort of wanting to know when they should, you know, how far they can go, how long they can wait, and whether they should freeze their eggs.
Yeah, these are great, great questions. And yes, we're seeing it a lot more. The average age at first birth has risen from 24 to now 28. So women are definitely delaying to later ages, either because they're partnering later or just choosing to have children later. So we definitely, and now we have this capability that women can go and freeze their eggs. So women are coming to clinics and asking what they should use. And some women have thought, or physicians have thought, maybe we could use these tests to help guide women. And we really don't want women to use these tests because a woman could be potentially reassured. Let's say she has an ovarian reserve test that suggests she has plenty of eggs. We certainly don't want a woman to then say, okay, I don't need to freeze my eggs, or I can wait a long period of time, because her fertility is going to be declining as she ages, no matter what her ovarian reserve is.
And, of course, so, go ahead. Yeah.
No.
Well, I wonder, because, you know, on the one hand, you might think, well, if you're thinking at all about doing this, the earlier the better. But I suppose there is a question of how long the egg would maintain its quality in that condition.
Well, certainly egg freezing, once it's frozen, it's good for a long period of time. So actually, we did look at this at the University of North Carolina. We tried to provide some guidance to women, doing some modeling, looking at natural chances of getting pregnant. And what we found that, and success rates with freezing eggs, what we found was that it was best if a woman considered more in her between ages 32, 33, 34, somewhere along those lines. There wasn't much need for women to freeze their eggs early because many women were going to go out and get married and get pregnant naturally, or partner and get pregnant naturally. And those other women, we didn't want them waiting till they were much older in their late 30s or early 40s, because then the quality of the eggs is already declined. So we found that kind of sweet spot was in the early 30s.
You know, so much of fertility research addresses problems with women, and I wonder how much research is going on when it comes to men's fertility.
Well, there are a number of studies out there right now. We are part of a National Institutes for Health funded study that was looking at the use of antioxidants in the treatment of male infertility. So there is a desire to try to find more treatments for male infertility. It's out there, but you're right, there is less research.
What should we think about your research? It was done and certainly peer-reviewed, but it has it been replicated, and would you call it in the preliminary stages? In other words, is it definitive yet, or should we wait for further tests?
That's a great question. So the good news is, although this was the first study to be designed to specifically look at this question, there was a secondary analysis of some data that found similar findings to ours in a large data set. So I don't think that ours are, I mean, I think our findings are consistent with that other side, that other study. So I wouldn't say that these are preliminary. I feel like these results should be taken at face value. That being said, there are some limitations to our research. We were basically looking at a woman's ability to get pregnant, not necessarily her ability to get pregnant and have a live birth. So that more research needs to be also be looked at whether or not it predicts these markers predict miscarriage or other, you know, or pregnancy loss at a later time point. But specifically, we were just looking at a woman's ability to get pregnant.
All right. What are you working on now? What's your next research?
Well, I still hope that we can find good fertility tests for women outside of age. But we hope to also follow women that were enrolled in this trial and their children and follow themselves and look at their future health and to see whether or not fertility itself is a marker of future overall health in the woman herself or in her offspring.
Dr. Ann Steiner, so very good to talk with you. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Ann Steiner is a reproductive endocrinologist and a professor of obstetrics and gynecology at the University of North Carolina School of Medicine. Just ahead, one folk artist turned trash into treasure, and now his giant whirly gigs are transforming a town. We'll talk about it on the State of Things from North Carolina Public Radio, broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. Please stay with us.